In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes it is difficult for the priest to choose what to talk about. So rich are the information given to us on that particular Sunday. The letter of St. Paul to the Romans is so rich, so beautiful, that I really invite you to read it and read it again and again, to meditate and make yours all the advice that he says. Be one with each other. Love each other. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other. Gentle. Weeping with those who weep. Rejoicing with those who rejoice. And there is the miracle of Cana. And itself, this miracle of Cana is so rich. We can speak about the water. What is the meaning of this water? We can speak about the mystery of the Eucharist that is announced in Cana. We can see about Our Lady and her role in our lives, in the life of the Church. We can speak about marriage. What is marriage? What is the bond that Jesus Christ put together? Let's speak first with the water. Saint Justine, Father of the Church, I've seen in the transformation of the water into wine the picture of grace, the grace of God, coming into our soul, coming to restore, to heal the human nature wounded by original sin. God came to transform us. That's the baptism. Saint Justine says, Aqua erimus, vinum nos fecit. We were like water, tasteless. You know, you don't find water the same taste than in a nice Burgundy wine. There's something that is flat. But we were just water. And God transforms us. God brings us to do something wonderful from the inside, from the core of what we are. We are made like you. He gives us his own life. He makes us wine, so to speak. With the first miracle of Jesus, we have the sense of his mission. Cana reveals to us the marvelous work that he was going to fulfill by giving us his own life, by restoring the creation more admirably than what it was. Those are the words that the priest uses when he blesses the water that is going to be put into the wine. You know, you saw that, and you see that every Sunday, every Mass, when the priest takes a chalice and prepares the wine into the cup, he pours some wine there. And then the server proposes a cruet with natural water. The priest blesses it, reminding of Cana. Restore us. And a drop of the water is poured into the wine, mixed into the wine. The wine, of course, represents the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The water represents our humanity, the world, our souls. And we are poured into the wine that is going to become the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The water doesn't become wine, the water stays water, but is mixed into the wine. And that's an important thing to understand. Through the grace of God, we stay what we are, who we are, the person that we are. God does not destroy that. He respects the creation that he did, you as you. He loves you as you are. He doesn't cover your sins. He forgives them. He cleans them. Not by putting them away in certain garbage. No, no. In putting them in his own heart. In burning them in his own charity. In his own blood. In his own passion. Aquae remus vinum nos fecit. And Cana is also a prefiguration of the Holy Eucharist. You see, what we are told here, right at the beginning of the ministry of our Lord Christ, he says, I am God. Don't you see that? You are going to see. And as God, I have the power of creation. I can do that what only God can do. That's what he will do during his own ministry, during the 3 years. And today, in Cana, he shows that he has power upon the element. He can transform water into wine, like that, because he's God. And he shows that if he can change water into wine, he can do what we call the transubstantiation. Where there was bread, here is our Lord Jesus Christ. Like that. That's the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Power even to Christ. This is my body, this is my blood. Cana is also the figure of the Holy Banquet. The Holy Banquet that is going to be on the Holy Thursday, where Christ is going to institute the Holy Eucharist. He made also the Holy Banquet to which we are all invited with our white robe in heaven. Holy Esposal. And here in Cana as well, you can see another power. The human power of the Blessed Virgin Mary. During the whole narrative of Cana, the miracle, we never talk about Mary. We talk about the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus. We talk about that woman. Woman, what is between you and me? He seems to be so rude from Jesus Christ to talk to his mother. He doesn't say mom, he doesn't say mother, woman. Can you imagine your children call you woman? You might be surprised. Hey, woman, do the dishes. No, no way. But here, our Lord Jesus Christ makes reference to that particular woman. The woman of Genesis, Eve, woman, he tells her to Eve, I will put enmity between you and the snake. You are going to restore the world. And he says to the Blessed Virgin Mary at this very moment, you are the new Eve. With you, the redemption starts. Once again, I am going to recreate everything. As a mother, she knows what we need. We are her children. She cares. She cares about us. They have no wine, and she changed the mind of Jesus Christ, even though that is not how he obeys. Like to the servants in Cana, Our Lady invites us to do whatever she's going to ask of God for us. You know, you go to Our Lady, Our Lady is going to intercede for us towards herself. She does all the time. We ask her, she does. But that's not over, that's not sufficient. Our Lady intercedes for us toward her Son and asks us to do what he says. It's not just to say, oh, Our Lady is going to take care of my case. That's not enough. She does. But she asks us to put our part, to cooperate with the grace of God. Fill up the jars. Take the water out of the jar, bring it to the people. Do exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ asked you to do. And it is wonderful, because miracles happen. And everything is surprised. Why do you use that now? That's so great wine. May any one of us stand in our own place, in the vocation that we are called to. If we do that, we think it's great. We are going to teach, we are going to commend, we are going to do work of charity, we are going to do whatever we are called to do. Each one of us, at our own place, helping each other, having charity and mercy to each other, always with joy, with zeal, with patience sometimes, but always with a great spirit of unity. How can I help you? What can I do for you? Please, I might see that you are in pain. I am going to cry with you and to help you to rejoice. You are in joy, let's refresh my heart, because I was in pain, and so on and so forth. And that's wonderful. Read again the Epistle of St. Paul. And therefore, with Our Lady, we are going to be all one together, hopefully in heaven. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.